Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise Amen. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Praise
Co-host
God.
Co-host Americus Cheney.
Amen.
Blessings, blessings today.
Amen. And we're going to introduce our panel. Go ahead. Praise God. Amen.
Apostle Reed. And Prophet Walter Evans.
Brother Fidel in the house.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're excited to come before you again one more time. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be talking about doing whatever he says. So we're going to be talking about obedience. Amen. Doing whatever he says. Praise God. I'm coming from Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, the 38th verse, which says, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Amen. Praise God. Walking in obedience. Praise God. Amen. And as we walk in obedience, and he speaks to us in all kind of ways. Praise the Lord. Amen. And sometimes as people of God, sometimes God will speak to a person or trying to speak to them even through others. And they may not even recognize them. So now sometimes people say, well, I'm waiting on that word for God. But God has already used, amen, Prophet Jones, Sister Murray, or whoever to speak to you. Amen. God do speaks to us instrumentally. Amen. That means he speaks to others. We must recognize that the Lord, amen, often guide us through the counsel of other saints. Praise God. Amen. Just starting out, amen, with God speak to you through others. Amen. I'm going to, amen, ask the panel today just to, praise God, just, amen, expound on that. Amen. I'm going to start out with, amen, my husband, Apostle Cheney. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, I believe that, you know, we're in the season right now. We have to have discernment and have our ear open to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. Remember, Jesus is always speaking. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice, open the door. So he's continually speaking, not only through us in dreams and visions and whatever spiritual access that we have of the kingdom, but through the word of God as well, and through others. Mm-hmm. And we have to begin to listen, because it's very vital, it's very pertinent that we do hear the voice of God. Those that are in maturity, the scripture says in Psalm not to give ourselves to ungodly counsel. And then those things that we need to do, we need to hearken unto the voice of God, if it may perhaps come to through an individual.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Apostle Fidel, can you just expound on that?
You're skipping over that, too.
I'm coming to you because you're staring at me. Amen.
I'm glad Apostle America started out with the importance of hearing.
Yes.
Because we know God speaks with clarity, speaks with precision.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with the voice of God in terms of God speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And while Apostle was speaking, it brought me back to the book of Deuteronomy, the prayer that the Jews pray every single morning, the Shema, where he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. So it begins with our ability to actually hear what God is saying. And this topic that you have about, you know, obeying and doing what God said is so profound, because the Gospels is very profound, but it's also simple. At the marriage at Cana of Galilee, right? Jesus Christ's mother spoke to the servants and told them to do something. And people think Nike coined that phrase. Nah, Mary coined it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, just do it. Right?
Yes, yes.
And it's profound in its simplicity, because it makes so much sense, but then there's so many competing voices trying to compete with what we should be doing, and then, you know, there's that self, there's that soul, there's that carnal man. But finally, I was in the book of Revelations the other day, and seven different times the Lord in his glory speaks to John to speak unto the seven churches and tell them, excuse me, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches.
Yes.
So it's important that we have the ability to discern,
yes,
and to be able to distinguish the voice of God. And let me just say this quickly before I bring in my kingdom colleagues. When Elijah was running from the demonic entity that Jezebel represented, when he was under the juniper tree in depression and probably suicidal and then wound up in the cave,
mm-hmm,
and the Bible talked about the presence of the Lord passing, and the byproduct of that was that strong wind that rent the mountains, and then the fire came and there was an earthquake that shook things up, but God was not in any of that. Those were just the byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
But then a still, small voice,
yes,
spoke, and Elijah was able, in the midst of all what he was dealing with and in the midst of all that was going on around him, it's key that he had the ability to hear the voice, and then God spoke to him rhetorically to provoke thought in him. It says, what doest thou here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, consider the place where you are, the position, and why are you here? You know, the Lord your God is mighty, so why are you in this place? So we have to be able to understand that circumstances and situations are going to be shouting.
Yes.
Fear is going to be shouting.
Yes, yes.
But are we going to be able to, number one, hear the voice of God, and then number two, have the fortitude to obey the voice of God?
That.
It's
that's
one
beautiful
thing to hear. Yes. But are we going, and there's a reason why it says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Come on now.
Because obeying is going to require that you make some sacrifices. You make some changes. So this is very, very profound.
Yes.
Hearing and doing what the Lord says.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Go ahead, Apostle Reed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Obedience.
Yes.
One key component is hearing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
But then we have to be able to follow precise the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because when you hear it, we don't want to add,
mm-hmm,
to what, well, I think it should go this way.
Because,
mm-hmm, when God tells you something, he wants it carried out a certain way.
Amen. Yes.
And then when we try to add to it, then we're in error because we're trying to add a humanistic condition to a spiritual event.
I like that. Humanistic conditions to a spiritual event. That's good. Amen. Awesome. Amen. Amen, Prophet. Go ahead, Prophet. Amen.
The word obedience is found throughout the scripture. To obey means to hearken.
Mm.
When we're talking about hearing,
mm-hmm,
submit ourselves to the instructions and then do it. Deuteronomy chapter 11 talks about the what comes after obeying obedience.
Yes.
When you obey the words of the Lord, you're blessed.
You're blessed.
Highly favored to prosper.
Amen.
So when you disobey, add to it,
mm-hmm,
try and do it your own way,
mm-hmm,
disobedience, no matter how you look at it,
right,
then you end up in trouble.
That's right.
So to be obedient is to hearken, that means to listen, submit yourself to the instructions and do it.
Yes.
Now, being in the military, we have to answer to a higher authority all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the military, when I was in the service, you got instructions, you got orders, and you have to obey those orders.
Mm-hmm.
If I got orders to fly to Guatemala,
had to go.
If I didn't go, I'll be picked up by the MPs.
Yes.
I'll be in jail.
Amen.
And I want to add to that.
Amen.
Because when the Bible says, if you diligently,
yes,
and then that's one thing that we have to understand, if you diligently hearken, the King James used the word hearken, or to,
mm-hmm,
hear to the voice of the Lord. I mean, so diligent, we can't fail when it comes down to hearing the voice of God.
Yes.
We have to begin to be strong. The Bible says that how Abraham hope against hope.
Yes.
Not considering the deadness of his body,
yes,
not only his body, but the body of Sarah, that they were dead.
Yes.
And it was counted for him for righteousness to believing in God. So a lot of time, obedience is linked to the belief.
Come on now.
Because when God speaks, good, then we obey him. If you love him, according to the word of God, then you will keep my commandments. And to be obedient to my commandments. And so love worketh by faith. Amen. And so go ahead, woman.
That is
God.
So awesome. Amen. Thank you. Thank y'all. It was so good. Amen. And Luke 6:46 says, but why do you call me Lord and Lord and not do the things which I say? Amen. Now he can also speak to us authoritatively, which means that he speak with a, you know, like with a, you're going to do this, you know, with that control, like do this. And to say this, what happened to me a long time ago to say that he would speak to you like that and you have to be obedient. I never forget a long time ago, I was going to a center to be a director and I was following the instructions on what God told me to do. So I was looking and then I called this number to the center and said, we need a director. So when I called and they said, yeah, we need a director. You coming in today for an interview? I said, yes, okay. So when I found out the location of the center, I didn't want to go. So when I got off the phone, I said, I'm not going nowhere. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, yes, you are. It was bold, like, yes, you're going.
Honorable voice of God.
Honorable, amen. I went to the center, y'all. And when I went, it was a young lady there that seemed like she kind of had a little problem with me, praise God, as the director. I just had a problem with me. But how many of you know we cannot take things personally? Didn't know that same young lady was the young lady I was going to have to minister to. So I never forget, when I went on break, the Holy Spirit said, talk to her. You know, learn more about, talk to her. So when I talked to her, she started expressing some stuff to me. She was going through some stuff. So I, at that moment, she used to be saved, this young lady. And she said to me, God sent you here for me. You see that? He sent you here for me. Yes. So I began to minister to her, and then I said, well, you can give your life right back to the Lord right now. And I went over the sinner's prayer with her, and after that, the young lady gave her life back to the Lord. She changed her whole thing. She was going through her living arrangements, everything she was going through. She even stopped even working there. She stopped working. Amen. When she stopped working, praise God, my assignment was over. The Holy Spirit said, now you can go. I didn't want to go from the beginning, but I went for a soul. But didn't realize it till I got there. That's why it's important to be obedient. Yes. That young lady, she never came to my church, but she went to church. She went to a church. Everybody ain't gonna go to your church. It's your job to win them over to Christ. Amen. Years later, I seen that young lady. She said, I'm still saved. And that was years later. So us being obedient, amen. Hearing that voice, being obedient, amen. And I'm just going to praise God. Just even ask Apostle, just expound on, amen. Praise God, when he speak to you authoritatively, amen, praise God.
He has to trust us with being chastised. Mm-hmm. A lot of us will turn away from God when certain things happens. And we know it's cliche in the church, yes. Can he trust you with problems?
My God.
But the scripture tells us that the affliction and thinking not strange concerning the fire trials, as though it is some strange thing that happens to us, we must share in the affliction of the Lord. Arm yourself likewise, as mm-hmm. Christ also suffered in the flesh, you will do too. But can he trust us when he begins to chastise us, when he speaks to us?
Come on now.
He loves us because we're not bastards. And so when he begins to tell us to do and to move, we need to do it.
Yes.
And there are those that are out there. Amen. When God speaks, you need to do it, because amen. There's consequences.
Come on.
Right, yes. Around the corner, the scripture says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of it is death. So you don't know the pathway. And so the Lord could be instructing you not to go in that direction. Mm. And then if you're mature in the Spirit of God, when he chastises you harshly, because he does that with me plenty of times, he trusts you because you have that relationship with him.
Excellent.
And you're not going to tear up.
Amen.
You know, Dr. Clarice, you mentioned Luke and mm-hmm. Jesus saying, you know, you call me Lord, but you're not obeying what I'm saying. It's so important for us to know that it's not enough to look at him as Savior, but we mm-hmm. must yield to his lordship.
Yes.
You know, if we had a dollar for every time an adult, when we were children growing up, whether mother, father, grandmother, grandfather said, you know, didn't you hear what I just said to you? And why haven't you done what I told you to do? And here's the challenge concerning being obedient to what God has told us to do. Because oftentimes, or the majority of the times, God will give us instructions that runs counterproductive to human logic.
Yes.
And human reasoning.
Yes.
For instance, he'll appearing a burning bush to Moses, an individual who's fleeing Egypt.
Yes.
And he'll give him instructions to go back to Egypt.
Yes.
To the most powerful leader at the time to say, let my people go. You know, he'll speak to a Jonah to go to Nineveh, and he'll book a passage going in there, because it's like, no, this can't be, it can't be God. And then refer to Elijah again, you know, go and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, because I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Dirty birds who didn't take care of their young. It just seemed counterproductive. Then the brook dries up. Get to Zarephath, because I've commanded a widow to sustain thee. Zarephath was in the territory of Zidon, which Ethbaal, the king of the Zidonians, Jezebel's father, was in control of. This would be the same woman that would be looking to put a hitman on his life. And God is saying, go into that territory, because I've commanded a widow. Well, widows are challenged even in good times. So you're sending the prophet there. The instructions is leave the dry brook, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and a widow woman is going to sustain me in the time of famine. It doesn't make any sense logically.
No.
So if we're going by our intellect and our reasoning, we're going to do the opposite. And this is the challenge that a lot of individuals run into. The Lord gives the instructions, but in the natural, it doesn't seem to make sense. A virgin's going to be with child?
Yes.
So we have to, and that's why we have to be able to discern the voice of God.
Yes.
Abraham, take thine only son up to this mountain that I'm going to show you and sacrifice him there. Well, we've been waiting on this son all our lives. You know?
Yes.
Why would you be asking me to sacrifice him when this is what we've been waiting and praying for? So if we can't hear the voice, and let me say one more thing before I turn it over. Not only is it very important for us to hear what God has told us to do, it's very important that we also are able to hear what God is telling us to do. Because the same God that told him to take the lad up to the mount and sacrifice him there, when he was about to do it in obedience to God, God spoke again and said, stay your hand, don't do anything to the child. So if he didn't hear God the second time, he would have been obedient and yet still disobedient, if that makes sense.
So God.
He was willing to do what God told him, but how many individuals in the body of Christ are doing what God told them to do, but they're still disobedient?
Yes.
Because they're not hearing what God is saying in the now.
Yes.
Dr. Clary.
Now, I want to interject because this is something you were saying, powerful. God commanded a widow woman. Never in scripture did, see, this woman wasn't saved.
Right.
So she didn't hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
But God commanded her.
Come on. Yeah.
He repositioned her in a position to sustain the prophet because the prophet was obedient.
Yeah.
When you're obedient to the voice of God, God has sustained you through a commandment to others that you may not even understand or realize that they're there to sustain you.
Yeah.
When God speaks. Another thing was the voice. God says, are you? Why are you here, Elijah? Because God never told him to come there. He was dispositioned. He went to another voice. God never spoke to him. He said, well, who told you this? I mean, who? Where are you here? I didn't tell you to come here.
That's awesome.
See, and so sometimes, beloved, there are people out there that are doing, you're not in the location that you ought to be spiritually, financially, whatever, because God didn't tell you to do it.
Right.
See, and when God tell you to do it and you hearken to the voice, then God will sustain you in what he told you to do.
Amen. That is so awesome. Praise God. Go ahead, Apostle Reed. Praise the Lord.
Apostle, earlier you used the word consequence. Earlier, you used the word consequence. And I thought about Moses because God gave him instructions, obedience.
Yes.
And we have to follow the instructions clearly.
Oh, yes.
And he told him to speak. And then he decided to strike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because he didn't follow instructions, it caused consequence.
Yes.
So just like you just said, there's consequences on both ends of obedience.
Come on now.
It's just which end you're going to come out on.
Amen.
Which end you're going to come out on.
Yes.
If consequences, whether you obey
or disobey.
Or if you disobey.
Yes.
Which end you're going to come out on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
That's important.
Because that can decide where you end up.
Yes, that yes, sir. And he stripped Elijah from his mantle,
yes.
His wow. prophetic mantle. It stripped Moses of his prophetic mantle,
wow.
Disobeying God. And we understand the rock represents Christ. And that's very, you know, when the Lord tell you to do something, beloved, those that are hearing, do it.
Do yeah. it.
You have to do it.
Amen. Amen. The word, just boiling it down, the word obedience in the Greek means trust.
Mm.
Will you trust God? If you trust him enough, you'll do what he says to do. Look at what Jesus told Peter. If you love me, first time, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him instructions.
Mm.
And Peter followed those instructions. So when we get instructions from God, the thing to do is to follow through. That's obedience. Because we trust him enough.
Yes.
He gave the example him going up the mountain to kill Isaac.
Mm.
But God had provided a ram in the bush.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
He trusts God enough to know that God gave him the child and God would keep the child.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, that's Amen. Good. What God's given to you, he'll keep.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
He'll restore.
Yes.
He'll heal.
Yes.
Because he's given it to you. Amen.
Amen. Even if it seems like it's dead, we must have faith to know that he's
That's
able
good.
To resurrect it.
That is Amen. Good.
And that was Abraham's mindset.
That was
that
good.
If God
yes.
were to kill him, he was able to raise him back up because the promise was through the seed of Isaac. And we have to believe that God gives us a seed. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. What he began begin a good thing, he'll also finish it.
Come on, that is so good. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now he also speaks to us providently, which means he speaks through daily happenings and circumstances of our lives. He speaks to us through what we read, what we hear, what we see, and if we listen, we will hear his voice. You know how sometimes you looking for a word and you say, Lord, I need to hear you, Lord. Then you hear the song come on. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You might read something. Amen. Praise God. Can you expound on that, Apostle? How he speaks to us providentially through different things. Amen.
Providentially.
Providentially means he's speaking to us through things that happen. Circumstances. Amen.
Oh, yes, things can happen in our lives.
Mm.
And we could use those experiences. Matter of fact, the scripture tells us he would not put anything upon us,
yes.
but make a room for escape or availability
yes,
for escape.
Yes.
Sometimes the things that we go through, learn. The Bible says that the things that he suffered, he became obedient. That's the translation of the
yes.
King James. Sorry,
yes.
everybody.
Yes.
but he learned to be obedient to the things that he suffered. So certain things that we go through. Matter of fact, it's so important to obey God that the Holy Spirit is not even given. It is only given to them that obey.
Yes.
And so when God say do it, and I'm keep hearing that somebody out there, God told you to do it, and it may sound crazy. It may sound that it's contrary to your intellect, like Apostle Fidel said. But just do it and watch God.
Amen.
He confined the wise.
Amen. Go ahead, woman. I was going to say, praise God, what I was just saying, just like some months ago. I was coming home from work, praise the Lord, amen. And I used to have to go a long ways to work and way in Jacksonville Beach. And as I was coming home, I heard the Holy Spirit says, you're going to resign from this job. Mm-hmm. Now, I was making pretty good money on that job, working for a corporate. And, you know, and it was raining that day, and it was just so bad, and my vehicle was skidding. And I guess it took all that for me to hear. Because, you know, making good money, you be like, Lord, I don't know. But I heard him say that. And I said, okay, God. And I understand because all that weather what was going on. My God, I had to go through all that for him to say, this is it for you. So I went, he said, when you go to work Monday, you're going to resign. Put your resignation in. I put my resignation in, y'all. They tried to get me to just go do FMLA because my husband got real sick. So I had to let the job go. And so I said, no, I just got to resign. And it was sounding good. You put that in and we'll give you a month or so off and just come back to work. But I had to follow his instructions.
Amen.
Obey God. Amen.
Not halfway, but all the way.
Not halfway, all the way. 2 weeks later, I told Apostle, I say, I'm going to get a job in Clay County at the school board. I applied. The next day, the people called me. Went to the interview immediately. They probably asked me two or three questions, say, you got the job. Mm. I wanted to be close by home, amen, praise God. But I had to obey God to let go what I had, amen. And I had to obey because they was really trying to get me to stay. Come on, just do this and, you know, think about it. I said, no, I'm not going to think about it. I got to resign. Here's my resignation. I had to obey him. Praise God. Amen. And I had to, like I say, you can hear, you can see. I saw what I was going through. That was the sign to say, let it go.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Apostle, you want to go?
You know, the Bible declares that God confirms his word with signs following.
Yes.
Right. So a child of God, I always say that every parent has ears that's calibrated to the sound of their child, baby, right? You can put 1,000 babies in a room and all of them could be crying simultaneously. The mother's ear is calibrated to the sound of that child. Jesus says, my sheep know my voice, right? And another they will not follow. They'll answer when I call. So God has given us his spirit, and his spirit comes to teach us, to testify of all things. And if we can just hear what the Spirit is saying, he gives us the fortitude and get our soulish inclination out of the way. This is interesting. I think it was mentioned before concerning, you know, Abram and his son. But we have to remember when God spoke to them, Sarah was barren and they were well stricken in age, right? So it didn't look in the natural that they could have a child. And then they birthed an Ishmael in the waiting room. Apostle Ford brought out something very profound, that there are ramifications either way. For goodness if we obey.
Yes.
But for our detriment if we disobey.
Yes.
So thousands of years later, you can see the result of when individuals decide to do their own thing and not wait on, and all, let their circumstance or their barrenness cause them to take matters into their own hands. Look in the Middle East today. What's going on?
Yes.
The fight, because the covenant's about land, right?
Amen.
Geography, territory, real estate. Yes. Well, look in the Middle East today. The descendants of Ishmael and Isaac, and you'll see why it's important that we hear and obey God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you want your life to be well-pleasing in all things you and what you say? Do you want your prayers to be answered? You have to do whatever he says. God has a plan for your life. So obey him in the aspects of your life and you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. We want to invite you to come out to Soul Harvest Ministries. That's 573 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. Our services starts at 12:30. Amen. 12:30 p.m.
And we thank all the panelists that's here. Until next time, be blessed and listen to us next week. Amen. Until then, bye-bye.
Amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.